Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, do you guys remember where did we stop last time? Yes, Qawm Aad. Remember Qawm Aad? They kept at the beginning, they wouldn't let any weak person live. Anybody who has a small size and the muscles are not that big, okay, they don't let them live. Until they had a town full of people who are so big and so mighty. But the problem with those people that they didn't have anybody to wash their dishes or to clean their homes or to do the dirty laundry for them. So they wanted somebody. So they started fighting among each other. You do my laundry. No, 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 no. You do my laundry. No, no, no. I'm not doing your laundry. And they decided, came up with a brilliant idea. You know what was that brilliant idea? Yes, they said instead of getting rid of the weak people, how about making them our slaves? And then they will keep them alive now. And they say, hey, you slave!
What do you want, sir? What do you want, my lord? What do you want?
I want you to wash my dishes.
Okay, okay.
I want you to do my laundry.
Okay, okay.
And if the slave says, no, I'm not doing it. You're not doing it. They bring him in front of everybody else, and they whip him. And then they put salt on the wounds. Ah, and he cries and says, no. Say, this is to teach you next time. Never ever say what. No, you have to always say yes. Not only that, but also there was a wicked guy. Remember, the shaitan is betting on that the humans at the time of Ad are going to repeat the same exact mistakes that grandparents did. Remember, when we talked about that last time? That we all repeat the same mistake, remember? The deer and the lion? Huh? Same exact thing. Shaitan said, all humans are so stupid. They do the same mistake. They all repeat the mistakes of their grandfather Adam. They never learn. All of them, each one of them will repeat the same mistake and will get almost the same punishment. So Shaitan said, I am going to trick them again into worshiping the idols. And then, how did he do that? There were something called, power struggle. Power struggle means people who fight to be on the government. People who wants to be the guy who wants to be the president. I am the president. I am the big boss. No, you're not. I am the chief. No, you're not the chief. I am the chief. And then they fight. Oh, I am the chief. No, you are the chief. No, you're not the chief. No, I am the chief. This is called power struggle. So there was a big power struggle. Who is the big chief of Qawm Aad? Okay? People used to, the strong guys used to fight on it. And the strongest used to be there. There was one guy who was strong, but he wasn't the strongest. But he had an evil brain. A brain that is well connected to the shaitan. So he thought, he said, how can I hold power? And he kept thinking. And the shaitan gave him the idea. He said, how about if you play the role of God? He said, what do you mean? How can I play the role of God? Do I go knocking doors and say, hey people, hey, hello, I am your God, worship me. I am your God, worship me. Nobody's going to believe me. I'm having a hard time being the chief. How could you ask me to be a God? He said, no. I have a good, smart way. He said, what? He said, again, if you convince people to worship the idols, then you can can be the person who speaks on the behalf of the idol. So people will not believe that you're God, but they will believe that you are the one who talks to the gods and brings the orders from the God to them. How about that? He said, yeah, it's a good idea. But how can I do that? And he said, okay, do you remember your grandfathers? There were three famous grandfathers living at the time, at the early time of Ad. Okay? He said, do you know those guys? He said, yes. They built for them big statues. Big, huge, humongous statues. He said, those guys are the ones that we can claim they are gods, and we can do power things, okay? Impressive miracles to make people believe they are gods. And then, once people believe that they are gods, then you are going to speak on their behalf, and then you are going to tell people what to do and what not to do. And then you will have all the control you want on people's brains and money. They will all be under your control in your hand. Okay? He said, yeah, but how can we trick them? He said, okay, here we go. I am going to do things that normally doesn't happen, which is called miracles, which is called witch business. You know the witch business? You know the witch business? The witch will open his pocket and get a what? A rabbit out of his pocket. And so he said, I'm going to teach you a witch business so that you can impress the people and make them believe that those are gods. So he gathered the people and said, it is an important announcement that I want to tell you. It's an important announcement. Everybody come over here. He came and he said, yes. He said, do you know these three big guys? They built for them big, huge statues. Do you know those three big guys? He said, yes. They say that we are the real gods. We are the superpowers. We are the ones who make everything. And we are the ones who can destroy everything. And if you want to be victorious, and if you want to defeat your enemies, you have to worship us. So people started making fun of him and said, oh yeah, right, ha ha ha. And we're supposed to believe you. He said, yes, they have powers. Look, boom, 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 boom. And he did some of these witch tricks, you know, the magic tricks. And then everyone was like, wow, wow, look at them. And people started scratching their head. I mean, how can they do that? I told you. But they don't talk, huh? Well, yes, they don't talk, but look what they did. They did all these powerful things. Lightning from the sky, smoke coming out of their back, ooh, strange sounds, you know? And sometimes, big, huge sounds that makes everybody, you know, are so loud that people can't hear anything afterwards. Things like that. He keeps doing all these magic things. And people were not willing to worship these idols at the beginning. But he kept doing that. Every day he's making the same announcement. Our gods. Let's go see the gods. Let's go. He did a lot of work. He's working so hard. And one time, the people of Ad, they had a bad enemy living right next to them. And those enemies outnumbered them. So he told them, you guys, if you go fight without praying to the gods, then you're going to be defeated. You have to pray to the gods before, otherwise you will not be aware. How did he know that? You remember the shaitan go sneak up to heaven and find out the what? New strength. Remember when he tricked them in the drought? Huh? He told them that the rain is going to come on Wednesday, right? And then, that wasn't because they prayed to the middle guys, the little false gods. It was because he sneaked up to heaven And he got the news, and then he tricked them into it. Remember that story? He, Shaitan, is saying, ha ha, they are stupid, and they are, humans are stupid, and they are going to fall into the same exact trick. So what did the Shaitan do? He sneaks up to heaven, and he will sneak and listen to the angels. The angels are talking. The angels have the books. The books say what they do. The angel friend. Allah sending me to go to this land and bring grain for 10 days. Okay, here. Clouds, follow me, cloud. Here, put some rain here. Brrr. Okay, and the angel went. Allah says, bring wind to this land for 7 hours. Wind, follow me. Here, wind. And the angel's mountains. Allah told me to let the volcano come out of this mountain for 5 days. Hey, volcano, boom. And so forth. Oh, another angel. Oh, Allah told me to make arrangements for that person to fall into a trap. Allah told me, and the angels have the books, and they read what they have supposed, the tasks that they're supposed to do. Then, what happened is that Shaitan, when angels are talking together, oh, do you know that Allah told me to do this and that? Oh, do you know that the people of the neighbors of the people of Ad, the enemies of the people of Ad, are attacking them tomorrow? And Allah told me that they should win in the first round. But the people of Ad will win in the second round. So who is going to win in the first round? The enemies. And then the people of Ad are going to win where? Second round. So the Shaitan says yes. That would be the best way to trick the people. So, he went to the guy and he said, tell them that your enemies are going to attack you after 1 week. And if you want to win the battle, you have to pray to these false gods. Alright? So, what they did, they said, ha ha ha, how do you know that our enemies are going to attack in 1 week? Oh, yeah! How do you know that? How do you know the future? Who told you? Are you a psychic? Oh, you must be a psychic! How can you tell about the future? Who told you? Do you spy on them? Did anybody tell you? He says, trust me guys, I am not going to tell you my forces, but I have confirmed news. Your enemies are going to attack you in 1 week. They say, oh, and where did you get this news from? Do you see these three gods? Oh yeah? The ones you say they are gods? He says, yes. They told me that your enemies are going to attack you in 1 week. And by the way, they told me, if you don't pray for them, you will lose the battle. And your enemies are going to defeat you. And if you want to win the battle, you have to pray for them. And you have to bring 100 camels and slaughter them under their feet and give me the meat. For I will take care of the meat of the camel. And then I am going to distribute the meat my way. They told me, ha ha ha, look at the idiot. Now who is going to listen to you? Oh, we know you're a liar. Nobody's going to believe in you. He said, believe me, I have confirmed news. And you have seen them before. You know, you have seen smoke coming out of them. You have seen very loud sounds coming out of them. You have seen them doing all these thunder lights. Say, oh yeah, all these magic tricks. We don't buy into those. We are not going to believe into you. Okay? So what happened is that after 1 week, suddenly they heard the drums of the war. Boom, 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 boom. The enemies came, and the enemies were so big and huge, and the numbers were so many, and they surrounded their town. Boom, bada, bum, bum, boom, bum, bum, boom, bum, 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 boom, bum, bum. Now, those enemies were the only other mighty force on earth at that time. So there were two mighty forces, the people of Ad and those enemies. There were no third mighty force. So if the people of Ad win the battle, it means that the people of Ad are the strongest people on earth. They become the champion of the whole earth. They become the superpower of the whole earth. Right now, those two people are the two superpowers. And those enemies gather the army, attack the people of Ad to destroy them, so that they have the upper hand on the whole entire earth. The people of Ad say, "Oh, hey, they are attacking us, just form an army." And he's going around saying, "Haven't I told you so? If you would listen to me, you would have not been surprised by the attacks. But you guys were not smart enough to listen to me. Now, are you going to pray to the idols? Get out of our face. What idols are you talking about now? It's very serious. We want to go fight the enemy. You will lose if you don't pray to the idols before you go." Who said so? Get out of our face. And they went into the first round of the battle. Boom, 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 boom. And they got defeated. So they came back to the first. After the first round, you know, they were carrying the people who are wounded, and they are carrying the people who have been killed so that they can bury them. And a lot of people are weeping, and a lot of people are crying, and it's so much miserable situation. But it was like very heartbreaking situation. Everybody was crying, and they were defeated. And then our friend is going to say, the friend who's calling them to worship the idol, says, "Haven't I told you so? Now pray to the gods and see. Try me. Just pray for them. If you don't win the battle, then don't listen to me again." They said, "How can we win the battle? We have lost already the first round, and we are going to be dead anyway." They said, "It's a hopeless case. There is no way we can win." He said, "Just trust me. Pray for them, and I have confirmed promises from them. If you pray for them, they will let you win." They asked him, "Why? Why do you think so?" He said, "Because those three guys are the gods of power." Are the gods of what? Power. If you worship them, they will give you power over everybody else. And they chose you to give you this power over everybody else. You want to listen to them, you get the power. You don't want to listen to them, guess what will happen? Your enemies are going to win the battle, they are going to go into the town, and they are going to pray for these idols, they are going to worship them, they are going to follow them, and then they are going to be the ones who own all power on earth. And you guys will be put aside. They said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah, try. Pray for them and see." So we went and they brought the camels. They said, "We got nothing to lose. We got nothing to lose. We expect to be defeated again in the second round of the battle. Anyway, what is going to hurt us? If he's saying the truth, then we will win. If he's not saying the truth and he's a liar, then we will lose. If we didn't listen to him at all, we will also lose. So, we have nothing to lose. Either way, okay, if he's a liar, we will lose. If we don't listen to him, we will lose. If we listen to him, and he's saying the truth, we will win. Let's try." So we told him to careful. They slaughtered the camels and they brought the meat, and then they brought all the slaves carrying the meat, and they gave him the meat. The meat went from their slaves to his slaves. He used to have a lot of slaves. So he said to his slave, "Hey guys, take this meat inside and I will come and tell you what to do with it. Hey, you people of Ad, the gods are pleased with you. Let me just talk to them and see if they have any instructions for you, if they want to tell you anything." Okay, there were three gods. So he went into the first one and he rubbed like this on him and he said, he puts his ear on his mouth. This is his mouth. He puts his ear like this and he rubs on him like this. Yeah, I will tell them. Okay, you have any other advices for them? Alright, okay, now I'm not going to forget. Alright, I'll go check with your brother. Okay, 1 second. Let's go to the second one. Yeah? Who? Wow. You really wanted them to do that? Okay, I'll tell them. And then he goes to the third one, and then he goes to the right. He says, okay guys, that's what they tell me to do. He wants half of the army to go out of the town, okay, and to travel all night long and come attack the enemy from the back. And then, so half of your soldiers are attacking from the front, and the other half starts traveling overnight, and it will arrive behind the enemy. So if this is the enemy, the other half is here, is going to travel around and around and around, and go around the mountains, and come from the back. And then the enemy is not going to be expecting them. So all we have to do, just attack them from the back, and then we attack them from the front, and we make them a sandwich. We make them a what?
Sandwich.
And then we eat the sandwich. And this is a very, very well-known tactic in wars. If your enemy is able to make a sandwich out of you, you know why is it so bad if you let your enemy make a sandwich out of you? Because you would be fighting like this. You're being attacked from both directions. If you want to retreat so that you attack again, if you want to do any maneuvers, you're stuck like a sandwich. You can't go this way, you can't turn that way, you can't do anything, you can't move. So, he said, at that time, that tactic wasn't known. So, the one who told him to do this is the guy who is being inspired by the Shaitan. So they say, wow, such a good idea. Let's do that. Then they turn around, and they go from the back, and then the other guys from the front, and they surprise the enemy in the morning. The enemy now is expecting that the job is almost done. We have finished round number one. We are victorious. And then today is the last round, number two. And then we capture the city of Ad. Okay? And we capture the city and we will be the rulers. Okay. Now, surprise in the morning, the soldiers, half of the soldiers are attacking from the front. Now, the enemies got happy. They said, ha ha, look at them. Yesterday we counted them. They were only, 10,000. Now, today they are only 5,000. Looks like the other 5,000 ran away. Ha 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 ha. Of course, they got beaten up real bad last night. Yeah, we beat them again and we will win the war. And then the attack. While they attacked, they got surprised by the other 5,000 attacking from the back. Woo! Oh, what happened? Oh, they got a supply! Oh man, oh, woo! And they panicked, and they got scared, and they started running away. You know when people try to run away, how do they run away from the battlefield? They turn around, and they run away this way, right? But guess, when they turn around and try to run away this way, who's waiting for them? The other half of the army, so they didn't know where to go, and so they tried, you know, escaping, they couldn't. Then the people of Adi sandwiched them like this, okay, and they started killing them until they surrendered. They said, we will surrender, we will surrender, we want to have a peace treaty, we are surrendering, we want to have surrendering treaty. So the people said, yes, yes, yes. Okay, come. They said, okay, we will surrender, but we want you guys to promise us that you are not going to kill us and you will just let us go back to our homes without killing us and without putting us anywhere. They said, oh yeah, of course, we promise you. Just give us a minute. Let's consult with our gods. Now, they believed unto those gods. And they believed unto this wicked little guy who told them that these gods are the gods of power. So they went back to the guy and they said, can you please check with the gods and tell them what should we do about this surrendering treaty? He said, yeah, just 1 minute. The second one. The third one. Is it? Okay. The third one. Ha! The fourth one. Ha! Oh. He went to them and he said, God, I'm telling you to accept the treaty. And when the guys surrender, what do you want to do? You want to break the treaty and you want to kill all of them one by one. Ah. So they say, okay, those are the advisors of God. He said, yes. And he said, or arrest them and bring them to me, and I will take care of them. They said, okay, we will arrest them and bring them to you. It's better that way, so we don't have to struggle with them. He said, okay, yeah. So we went. They agreed on the surrendering treaty, and all the soldiers surrendered themselves. So they tied all of them in chains, and they dragged them into town. And then we took them into the camp of the guy who is claiming to be the one who talks to the idols or to the guy. So the guy said, okay, now remember, he is talking on the behalf of the idols. Do the idols really talk to him? No. He is, you know, if he tells people that he's God, nobody's going to listen to him, right? He was trying to be a chief and nobody listened to him. Now, if he tells people I am God, of course nobody's going to listen to him. But if he convinces people that those guys are the gods, and then he speaks on the behalf of those gods, then he becomes like a God. He would have all the powers of God. He would speak and they, in the name of the of our God, he told me that you guys do this and that. So he said, in the name of our three gods, they told me that you bring the slaves to me, the prisoners of war. So they brought him the prisoners of war. Guess what did he do? He said, okay guys, I am going to sell them as slaves. And then he started the auction. Alright, we have a big, huge guy, look at his muscles, look, big, huge muscles, he's for sale, $10, look at him, he's good, he can build homes, use him, okay, here's another guy, $5, who wants to buy? He auctioned all of them, and then he said, those guys have big muscles, they can be used into building homes inside where? Inside the mountain. Okay. So they started building homes inside the mountain. Yay. And then the people of Ad became the strongest people on the face of the earth. And now they are the superpower. And now he told them, the shaitan convinced them. He told them, it is because of those three gods you are a superpower. If you turn your back to those three gods, then are you going to be powerful?
Yes.
No. Are you going to have so much power anymore? No. Remember, they saved you from your enemies. So now the people of Ayat are worshipping the idols, and the guy who is managing the idols, talking on the behalf of the idol, is a friend of shaitan or friend of Allah? Friend of shaitan, and have a lot of shaitan ideas. And now the people of Ad are the strongest people on the face of the earth. And guess what they are going to do? Are they going to be fair?
No.
Are they going to be kind to others?
No.
What are they going to do? They are going to say, we are the mighty ones. Everybody has to swallow our meanness. We can be mean with anybody, with everybody. We can be mean with everybody else.
How mean?
Nobody can be mean with us. Why? Because I am stronger than you. I am big, you're little. There is nothing you can do about it. You have to... No, you have to accept my meanness and you can't do anything about it. And that's how we started doing to the other people on earth. They will be so mean with them, and if they don't like it, they attack them. And they started making themselves gods on earth. Like telling everybody else, we are next to God. And whatever we decide has to happen. Whatever we decide has to what? Happen. If you don't like it, too bad. If you don't like it, what? Too bad. At that point, after this great corruption on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send them a prophet. His name is? Who knows the prophet that came to Qawm Ad? Ha! Who? That's right. Right after the people of Ad, right after the people of Nuh came, the people of Ad, and right after Prophet Nuh came, Prophet who? Prophet who? He came to find the situation just like I described. And I'm going to tell you next time what did he have to do to talk them out of this. And whether they're going to listen to him or not. And if they have listened to him or not, what happens if they haven't listened to him? Now?
Pizza. Ooh.
Pizza time. Attack the pizza.
Put
the picture of the remains of the people of Ad that they discovered. I put it on the same website.
Mercy.
I wrote the picture of printed last time. It was the guy, the remains of the guy, the archaeologist is standing by the head of the skull of the guy, and he's dead. Wow. The guy,
the whole body. You have to see the picture. I wonder if they have known. You go online and look at the pictures that I posted. And watch the video. It's about how did they come up to discovering that there was a scientist. They mentioned his name and everything about him. I want just water. So they mentioned his name and they mentioned his name, and they mentioned that he was able to trace down the people, the ancient civilization. And then he asked NASA, when they were flying the satellite, to scan this area. So they had a radar that penetrates 10 meters, which is 30 feet. So they scanned. They found تحت صحراء الربع الثاني السعودية. Sahara Robert.
They found it there?
No, they found traces of two rivers. Buried. So they were rivers under Robert Khali. What is going on? What is happening? What is the story? So the next flight from NASA, they had another scanner, radar scanner that penetrates 30 feet. And then they scanned and they found even more features, and they were able, using the 3D computer graphics, to graph the ancient city. How did it look like? And then they sent the crew over there, starting digging. And then they arrived at some remains, and they had found the skull of the god.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yes, under the Roman head.
It was Gordon. Under Robert Kelly, it was beautiful garden. It was the most beautiful gardens on the face of the earth. And the people that used to live there were... Thank you.
Okay, I'll take one.
The people that used to live there, they were known as the most...